Ophelia twirled the end of her hair between her fingers, this tick of hers. Once upon a time, she used to suck on the end of her braid, too. She was 5 years my elder, but with all her vegan eating and virtually zero use of any sort of pharmaceutical in over 12 years, recreational or otherwise, she looked younger than I did. "What's Casey been up to?" Ophelia asked. She pulled her cardigan and scarf off, her armload of bangles tinkling over the Din's cafe. Anyway, this is from the novel. Working title is Kit Kats and Kaiju. Ophelia twirled the end of her hair between her fingers, this tick of hers. Once upon a time, she used to suck on the end of her braid, too. She was 5 years my elder, but with all her vegan eating and virtually zero use of any pharmaceutical in over 12 years, recreational or otherwise, she looked younger than I did. "What's Casey been up to?" Ophelia asked. She pulled her cardigan and scarf off, her armload of bangles tinkling over the cafe's din. "Same old crap, working on the house. He's good. I guess that gives him something to do while you're working 23 hours a day." "Why are you busting my chops?" I said. Shifted in my seat, felt around my pockets for my lip balm, took a peek at my phone for the time, immediately forgot what it was, looked again, looked at the clock on the wall behind my sister, scratched my leg, felt in the other pocket for change, quarters, I could tell from the knurling around the edges, then up at Ophelia's unimpressed face before tilting my head back to stare at the tin ceiling, the ornate patterns of circles and leaves repeating over and over.